This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
It's coming. So with our hearts of joy, let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome God's servant, Bishop Dan Onoha, for the next shot of his word.
Father, we thank you. Shall we one more time appreciate God for the privilege of bringing us together? It's an awesome privilege. Father, we thank you. We'll give you all the glory and the praise in the name of Jesus. Again, thank you for the word you just sent to us through your servant. We are grateful indeed in the name of Jesus. While we're standing, Papa, I would like to say thank you for the privilege of hearing God answering the call. While we left yesterday from the glory rain, day one, I said to the pastors with me in the vehicle, what would life have been if one had not come in contact with you? I said, there are many people in several places who do not know and have the opportunity of this privilege. Again, thank you, sir. Mama, thank you. Please let me seated. One is privileged to be saying something this morning, not because we know or I know, but because we have a father who wants us to rise. And out of much we are learning from him, I want to be sharing a few things with us. Watching him, following in his footsteps, in following his mentor, our father, David Oyedepo, he has come this far, not by mere effort, but by diligence of scriptures. And this morning, Papa has asked me to share with us on power of focus. And I'll be narrowing down to ministry and our assignments and followership of the anointed. Focus is anything that consumes your time, finance, and attention. Your ability to focus is the most important skill anyone can develop. Focus helps to define your path, walk your plans, and fulfill your purpose. Any man can be successful in anything half the time if he or she can learn focus. One of the greatest secrets I have found from my friend David Dibiome is focus. He said when he was in Bible school, he heard Alpha David Oyedepo said, you can't be moving from Shumolo to Bariga and become a great pastor. And he caught focus. He was not disturbed by that, but he learned to settle down on his work. Today, he has achieved the result with speed. And every one of us want to succeed. But if you are given a jet at the age of 90, you won't enjoy it. That's why we must give ourselves to learning this thing and seeing it work now. Many people don't know how to focus very well. So they cannot jump heights. When I came to our father, David Dibiome, I looked around. That's about 12, 13 years ago. I looked around. And I saw he was preaching and I was preaching. But the result of his preaching was different from the result of my preaching. The same scriptures, the same God, but different results. I said, no. Like Moses, I must turn aside and know why this grass is burning and the bush is not consumed. And on turning aside, I saw the principles he was operating. I was not operating them. But mercy was giving me food. I needed the faith of our father. And I drew closer. Sometimes some of us at certain levels have seen some results. Seen some work. Traveled abroad, come back. That's not ministry. Ministry, unbelievers are traveling abroad and coming back. Unbelievers are building houses. But impact is ministry. So I settled down to follow the man who is making steps without noise. Accomplishing beyond. You see, it is humility that can determine followership. Many people know too much to want to know more. Unfortunately, what they know is not working. For us to know what is working, we need to see where it is working. Only focused work can be successful. Many are good starters, but poor finishers because of lack of focus. Some of these things I'm quoting here, I went to the internet and saw Papa's preaching on it. Oh. I'm just quoting. That's why Papa is not writing, because sometimes when he say, yes, listen, yes. Okay. If you have been in this church for some time, about 5 years ago, you will know this quote. There is a gold mine in a gold mind. Papa said so. I saw it in the internet there. So if you have a goal of focusing for result, you will hit gold. Bible speaking in Matthew 6:22, it says, if your the light of the body is the eye, if therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Those look at the sun don't see shadows. Pastor Korede Kumaya, Pastor KK, following Papa is profitable. You virtually rounded up all I wanted to say. But I love him. Why I love him so much is he is a sower. And I like his testimonies of giving and harvest. If you are around Papa and that has not entered you, you need repentance. Because that is the life of our father. You can't be following a giver and not be a giver. Then you're not a follower yet. But one of the challenges people have is lack of focus on their followership. In 1 Kings chapter 20, 39 to 14, the king passed by and a man cried unto him, said, thy servant went out into the battle and behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto him and said, keep this man, if by any means he be missing thy life, then shall thy life be for his life, or else thou shalt pay it a length. And then the servant was busy here and there. Listen to me. There are too many graces and ministers and ministries. We are not called to follow everything we see. That's where I want to narrow down. Because here and there will bring confusion. I have had to settle down years back to define my followership. It's not enough to like a man. It is important to follow the man God has given to you. I will show you why it's important to follow that man. Because many times, because we don't even know what is available, our commitment is weak. In Songs of Solomon chapter 4, verse 12 to 16, very powerful scripture. When our ministry was to start at the early days, God told me something I will never forget all my life. He said, my son, no matter how gifted, anointed, talented, educated you are, you need a man to open you up. I never saw the real meaning of this until after 10 years. Our ministry began like wildfire, moved up like wildfire. But we came to a point we couldn't go further as we desired. And I knew something was missing. In search of scriptures and prayer, I realized I was missing the place of a prophet and appropriate alignment. Now, in Song of Solomon chapter 4 verse 12, he said, a garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse. A spring shot up, a fountain sealed. There is no blockhead in life. But until that head is opened up, the content will not manifest. A garden enclosed, a fountain sealed up. There is something in you, sir. There is something in you, ma. Whatever business career you find yourself, there is a potential in every man. But it takes grace, like Pastor Kuredi has said to us, to bring out what is inside of you, or else what is inside of you will see disgrace. Forces of limitation, natural life, resistances of darkness. That's why when you came into Christ as a new creature, he not only stopped there, he gave us teachers, apostles, for the edification of the saints. There is something that needs to be brought out of you, and you need a man. He didn't say men. Men can contribute, that is a man. The Bible talking about Jesus. He said, Jesus, a man approved of God. Acts 2:22. There is that approval that makes what you carry, what you are created to fulfill, come out. You need a man to open you up. If you do it further down, you say, oh, come north wind, blow upon my garden. Let the spices come out. The anointing of the Holy Ghost upon a man brings the wind that pushes out limitations and makes the fragrance and the beauty of your life to come out. Let me tell you something. Coming in contact with Papa and our Father Udedekbo has given my ministry foundation. The giftings inside of a man can die with him, Miles Morrow tells us. But when grace comes, it brushes off those things that makes your shining not to manifest. So when you are following a man, you are following because there is something your followership will do in your life. I'm not just talking about, I saw seed, I got a miracle. I saw seed, I got a car. I saw seed, I got... No, I'm talking about the real you coming out. When it comes out, everything will follow. More than you can ask. And that's why men like us are not tired. When I look at Papa, he's not tired following his mentor. And the more he keeps fanning the relationship, the more than what he imagines keeps manifesting. He has shown to the world that building a cathedral is not an achievement. He has shown to the world. Thousands of church plantings going on, the world-class Okma International Academy. Things are happening beyond just building a cathedral. Why? What is in him is coming out more than what a man can want to achieve. That's why he doesn't have an achiever's mentality. He just was as a man of grace. Things are working, not him struggling to make it work. I believe God that this same grace shall be replicated in you and I. Within the time I have, do you know that Elisha was said to have duplicated double of Elijah's testimonies? The reason was Elisha was a man committed to his followership of Elijah. In the time of Elijah, there were other prophets. But Elisha had a focus. In verse 1 of 2 Kings chapter 2, the Bible tells us that it came to pass when the Lord will take up Elijah. Hear this word. God takes his servants up. Face after face, not just death. If you are following a man and you are focused, as he changes level, you change level. By the time he shifts to a higher level, you come to near where he was before. The more he's going higher, the more you two are going higher. And now, at that time, distractions will come. The other sons of the prophets asked Elijah, do you know the Lord will take your father from your prophet from you? He said, hold your peace. Every time God wants to change your own level, distractions will come. From this day, we take authority over them. In 2013, I went to redemption camp. And I said to God of Papa Adeboye, what did Papa Adebo and Adeboye do in 1982-83 when they came in contact? That two of them have become great till this day and are becoming greater. He spoke two things to me. I had to stay in the camp. He said two things. He said, when I send my word to you, it is light. He said, when I give you a man, it is for life. For life. That's what Pastor was saying. When offenses separate you from your father, your prophet, your teacher, you are a baby. Now, what does it require to keep such relationship going and keep becoming better? Like he said, honor. A meeting like this, whether you're coming from far or from near, is not a time to put pressure on the anointed. Pray for me. I have problem. No, I have never gone to our father or father with any problem in more than 10 years. I sow into their lives. Grace rests upon me. I don't even have the problem. I cross problems without knowing. One day I was told my daughter fell in the school. I said, don't worry. Yesterday I saw the seat to Papa David. Bring down. There can't be any problem. When you put pressure on the anointed, you can't get what is in them. Even as a staff or as a minister under a ministry, you don't give your boss stress. You bring him good reports. You bring him testimonies. You don't let anybody bring any pressure on him. You fight to defend him. His peace. You become enemy to others in order for him to have peace. You are a defense to him. You don't allow anything inconvenience him. You want whatever gives him peace. Those men that went to get water for David, they were defending David's peace. And they became the mighty men of David. You cannot partake of the anointing of a man you have not protected. So whether you are working under a ministry or you are a set man, you don't give stress to leadership. No man will be comfortable with stress. If you want them to do better, you give them peace. Mockers take away your prophetic covering. They said to Elisha, your master is going to be taken away from over you. When there is no man over you, anything can happen to you. I told somebody, I said, I've come to a point in life. Nothing can happen to me except it's permitted by God. Because there is a man over me. A man over you. Avoid being spiritually distanced from your prophet. Spiritually distanced. The sons of the prophets, the Bible says they stood at a distance, afar off. When I'm talking about physical closeness, connectivity by your seed, by prayer. My family does not go to bed without lifting up God's servant before God. Every day. Avoid being spiritually distanced. When you follow indeed, you cross difficult situations without knowing. Elisha crossed the Jordan by Elijah's wisdom. Somebody went to our property by the grace of God following our fathers. God has given us. And then we fenced, and somebody went and said this land was sold to us without their consent, without his consent, and put red and said we should remove that. He's coming to build. And I said, ask him to wait so that I can hear from him well. He said, no, he will not wait. And from his step, you know, you're about to have police case or one issue. I said, okay. When some people were moved against Salvation Ministry building, Papa spoke some words. I just said, this hand that wrote these things, wither. When you are connected to grace, you don't rehearse. Wither. And that was the last day the man came out of his house until he died. You cannot be having problems when you are truly connected. But I'm saying, yes, you are connected, but you need to make your connectivity strong. You need to follow with single eye. I am not in anywhere, any program in this city, except where God, by his grace, has sent. You see, for close to 13 years, I have never missed Salvation Ministry program one day, nor come late 1 minute. Because spiritual empowerment. I have not come late 1 minute in these many years. Neither have I missed to come. Whether Papa is in town, preaching or not. Why? There is something here that I need for where I'm going. There's a mentality I want you to catch now. The mentality of Papa's ministry, Papa's going, Papa's is not. Have the mentality as a follower. We are going somewhere. And as long as the man is moving in front and you are moving, you are going somewhere. It's the towing van anointing. As long as it's moving, you are moving. I will say to us, when a vehicle is broken down, whether there's battery or no battery, tire or no tire, as long as it's connected, it is moving. Listen, there is the first things Papa has done. Seeds he has sown. Many things he has done that if you try to do, you will die. Because the grace is not given to you. There are bulldozers, there are graders, and there are rollers, and there are cars that drive. Anyone you are made to be, if you miss your place, you can go and jam problem. So follow the grace, and then you'll be moving. Are you with me, somebody? You don't have to be too strong to go too far. Just be wiser than ordinary, following the principles. I would say that you need to come to a point that the man you are following is interested in your greatness beyond ordinary. Papa, Pastor KK shared during Papa's birthday, he said, Papa said to him, I want you to come to my level. I want to come to my level. Elijah asked Elisha, what would you that I should do for you? I'll give to you. Hanging around is not enough. A wise son maketh a glad father. Make the leader before you so glad that he will look back. What do I do for this man? It may not be physical contact, but when he remembers you with joy. And his desire for what will become of you fills his heart. Praise God. We had a program sometime back, not too long, and Papa sent Pastor Ebizimo and Pastor Bucci to be in a meeting to encourage you. When I saw them, I said, Papa has come. Their presence showed me that Papa is interested in what I'm doing, working. And that's the point where the double portion and the grace upon the carrier begins to rub off and manifest in your life. From this meeting, the grace of God's servant shall begin to speak in our lives. We had it. Elisha didn't ask for money. Now, some years back, 2019, our church, our house, school, were all flooded. The flood was so that I was out of my house for 1 week in a hotel. A plate of food in the hotel was about 5,000, 6,000. And I had four of my children, my wife, and I. Imagine. Morning, afternoon, night. While the children were playing and eating, and they don't know what is going on in my head. And while I was thinking and what, how, because our program was to come up 2 weeks, our annual convention to that day, it was as if I should cancel. I looked up, I looked down. In my deep meditation and reflection, you don't go with problems. God says, sow into the life of David Ibiomi. They had to enter inside the water to go to the office to bring a checkbook. And while that place, I wrote a check. Good news. The kind of money we saw covered not only the program, covered us also. When you have challenges, don't carry it to the anointed. Carry your faith to his God. It will solve the problem and give you the grace after the problem, beyond the problem, and forever. But no matter how much the anointed helps you, you will still need that help again and again. And that's where it becomes like you are not growing. From this meeting, you are changing level. Let me begin to say that it was the spirit of Elijah upon Elisha that made the sons of prophets to bow. Not the spirit of God on Elisha. Because of time, I had not go to verse. The Bible says, when the sons of the prophet saw Elisha, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. The spirit of Elijah. Not the spirit of God. It was God's spirit mixed with Elijah and who he is. Are you with me? And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Your spirit. Now, let me get this a little bit clearer. The Holy Ghost is supreme. Sent, but is limited. What do I mean? Moses, I will take what is in you and put upon the others, and they shall stand. Why not take spirit of God? No. On the earth, men are in charge. So it takes spirit of man for men to bow to you on the earth. But the spirit of God has to come upon the man, mingle with the man, approve him, position him, and give him authority. Then that man becomes in charge. Can I tell you, pastors in Port Harcourt, just make mistake. Don't like Pastor David Ibiomi. You may never succeed. There are men that control cities. I'm talking about, I just don't want to go into details to give you. Behind every stagnation is your resistance from darkness because of your position with the anointed. The spirit of Elijah, doth rest on Elijah. The spirit of Elijah, I pastored for a ministry in 1997-98 outside Port Harcourt in the north. The city was shaking. Why? I just connected to the spirit of the set man over me. I was a young boy. I didn't know much. But crowd, NTA, will cover our church meeting without cost. People were bringing charms from all the part of the state. I was a small boy. It was not me. It was the set man that the kingdom of darkness was bowing to. Because I hide myself under him. In the same way, God of David Ibiomie, walking in him, when you are connected and follow, not here and there, that begins to answer to you. Because I was in London, a woman saw me, pastor's wife, she said, I can see a Dekbo in your face. I can see one pastor in Port Harcourt, David Ibiomie. Do you know them? I said, yes, I know them. So okay. The kingdoms of darkness will see you and see Papa. And they will give you a chance. On the earth, it is the spirit of men that powers bow to. But God has to come into the men. And then like Papa Idahusa stood and said, the witches cannot hold the meeting. Papa stood, witches cannot. The witches bow to him without waiting for their God. Because their God dwells in them. The spirit of Elijah. Elijah doth rest upon Elisha. And by this meeting, going forward, as Papa is increasing and we are following, the spirit of Papa, Ibiomie, will keep resting upon us, and the kingdoms of darkness, our generation, will keep bowing to us. Rise on your feet. I appreciate God. Give him the glory. I appreciate God. Are you thanking him for his word? Thanking him in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to the understanding of your word. Help me to understand this word. And give me grace to walk in it. Open your mouth. Holy Spirit, thank you for the understanding of your word. Give me the grace to walk in the light of your word. Holy Spirit, give me understanding and give me the grace to walk in the light of your word. Are you speaking to the Lord? 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 Holy Spirit, give me understanding and give me the grace to walk in the light of your word. Are you talking to the Lord? Are you talking to the Lord? Holy Spirit, give me understanding of your word and give me the grace to walk in the light of your word. Are you talking to the Lord? Holy Spirit, give me understanding of your word. And give me the grace to walk in the light of your word. Holy Spirit, give me understanding of your word. And give me the grace to walk in the light of your word. Believing in Azad, you and I, keep thanking him.
Hallelujah.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.